de assistir. Is no longer the same. That's it, to be honest. You know, or if the wife is unfaithful, that means she has changed. She's not the same person. God bless you, my children. And but that's what God is, the same person. That's why you can trust him all the time. You won't say, he doesn't change. Let's lift up our hands to him then. And thank him, because he's unchanging. He's unchanging like us. That's why, if you forgive yesterday, you won't say the ethical. You'll say, you're always too much. You know, you alone. That's what you do all the time. I'm tired. You won't do that. He's unchanging. His mercies are new every morning. You won't say you ask too much. He says, I have other people to deal with. Am I living for your problem? He won't do that. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Come to me, he says. Father, come, and we come today. Thank you, because you will help us. You said in your word, you will not, by on any basis of argument, cast away anyone who come to you. Ah, only you can do that. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
When I call him, he answers me. When I call him, he answers me. Oh, my God will never fail. When I call him, he answers. And please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Behold, he comes. Lighthouse, let this be a resident word in your spirit. Don't put it in your head, in your body, you know, because this body, it ages. You know, if you store anything, this body can age off. But do you know your spirit is ageless? Yes, the spirit doesn't age. It's ageless. When you come out of it, you will see how different you are. But you don't come out yet. Just here. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what the age like will be when we exit our body? It's going to be like early 30s. You remember I said so. When we see ourselves, we say, after your eye, you look different. You look beautiful. You look more beautiful. You look youthful. Even if you died at 200, when you come out of it, you look youthful, beautiful. The translation to have it look like early 30s is because that was the age Jesus exited. And that was the prime of his, that's the reflection of his spirit, perpetual. That's just the calculation, that's the deduction. I drew it from the fact that he's at 32. At 33, rather. Now, Lighthouse, if God tells you I'm coming, you will come. That's what I want you to keep in your spirit. Shaga, thank you for mommy's life. She extracted it from the word. God said, on the third day, I'm coming. Lighthouse, don't play with God. You hear? See what the Bible says concerning how we should treat the word of God and who God has respect for. Isaiah 66, let's start from verse 1 and 2. You know, nothing, there's no, somebody cannot do himself more damage, greater than ignoring the word of God. If he said it, hell cannot stop it. You remember the story of Noah? For 120 years, this woman was doing, and they thought he was mad. The point is that God will not come without saying, I'm coming. Before Jesus Christ came, he said, I'm coming. When there's a feedback somewhere, the story of Noah, 120 years, this Bible calls him the preacher of righteousness. People, God said he's coming, there's a coming flood. Bible says, I had not rained on earth before. Until the day Noah entered the ark, and God, he didn't allow Noah to lock the door. Because he would say, if it's time, I say, time or something. I say, JBS, Jehovah be shaped up. Don't let God know. He say, Pastor, it's because of you. You know, but God held the key. And I tell you a secret. I told you, I share with you. You see, if God sits, we can do what we want. But the day God stands, nobody, he won't, that's why we say, let God arise. Yeah, because when he has not arisen, everything can be. When I was young, I lived my auntie. Oh, she beats it out of me. Thank God for her life. When she's going out, she say, when she's traveling, she's going out. Because that's what I wait for. So when she goes, I pray, may she not come back. When she comes, I say, oh my God. But she used to tell me, Alotie, Abote, the boy is going to say, I'm going now. That's your turn. When I come back, it will be my turn. Because it's when you come back, you see all the damage I've done and all of it. What I want to bring up for you is that, you see, when God says, I'm coming, and he doesn't come, that's our time. But when God says, when God comes, but may his coming meet you and I well. That's how, don't joke with God says, I'm coming. Now, that's what happened in that world. He said, I'm coming. Nobody heard it. Bible says they were dancing, they were drinking, they were giving a marriage, they were doing all kinds of things. Who says you know what you're doing? But when God stands, and you know, if you really want to invoke, I mean, this is not, if your enemy actually troubling you, just say, God, stand up. You know what I'm saying? It's a God arise. That's what the Israelites did. He said, arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. Don't sit down. These martyrs in heaven, that's what they are crying. You remember Bible says, you know, there is a bowl in heaven where their incense is crying unto the Lord. They say, God, when will you avenge us? When will you arise for? And God said, am I worried? No, just chill. Well, we find you and I well in Jesus' name. Like I was, never forget. If God says I'm coming, the best you can do is to be ready. He said that to Noah. He said that at the coming of Jesus. He said that at the departure of Jesus. And can I tell you a secret? He's saying that to you and I, even now. Look at what it says in Exodus 19, verse 11. It says, and be ready against the third day. They were blessed. They knew what time is coming. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Zion. Verse 15. And Moses said unto the people, be ready. Like those. Can I tell you a secret? That word he gave to us this month is prophetic. It's what? You see, just be ready. Amen? Be what? Now, we're going to discuss what must I do to be ready today. You see, God will not do anything with, you know, he doesn't play rough. You know what I'm saying? He plays clean. He said, I will not do a thing without first of all telling my servant the prophet. And he said, if I say I'm going to do this, and you tell and you communicate with the people, you are good. You are good. No, because you know, it won't be on you. But if you say, if I tell you I'm coming, or I tell somebody this is what's going to happen, And you don't tell him. That's what happened to this guy, Jonah. He didn't want to go and warn them immediately. Oh, give God the high clap. Say God doesn't pay wrong. It's the thief that does that. The thief will sneak in. He wants to catch you unawares. But God plays clear. He says, straighten up, I'm coming. And you see, you don't necessarily need to be doing something bad for God to say, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? No. It's not an avenger on his people. As a matter of fact, Bible says the spirit and the bride says what? Come. Because we are waiting for him. We are saying, God, don't delay. Ah, Papa, somebody was telling you. He said, you know, if you say, if you are praying for me now, so he said, some people come and tell him, Papa, that is before. Say you belong. He said, that's a selfish prayer. He said, you want me to die here? You want me to die laboring for you? You don't want me to rest? After many years. So there's a coming of the Lord that rejoices the same. So don't take it as if, the same pastor is coming, God is coming. Oh, how head will not be rolling. No, come on, don't do that. Okay, head will be lifted. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Bless somebody, shout hallelujah. Yes, man. Yes. He's coming to lift our head up. I will see the lift of our head. Praise the Lord. It's the lift of our head. Hallelujah. He said, I come quickly. Oh my Lord. Hallelujah. I want to get a reward, man. Amen.
Amen.
I want to get a reward for treating the right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let us be ready. Let him meet you in peace. The most tragic thing is not being found to receive your reward. That's what happened to those five virgins. They separated themselves so long. We don't know for how long they waited, man. They separated themselves. They didn't entangle themselves. They were pure. They were holy. They were expectant. And Bible says the bridegroom be what? Delayed. And because he delayed, Bible says they all slept. But when the noise of his coming come up, you remember? Song of Solomon 2:8. He said, the voice of my beloved. There will be a time and alarm will sound. I said, the Lord is at the door. But guess what? I shared it with the workers. You see, they wanted to correct the deficit they had. You know, they didn't have oil, right? And the smart one said, we endanger us. I mean, those guys were truly smart. That's why they had oil in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So they know when to rush the oil. It takes wise men. You know, how can you? I have a friend of knowledge. He says, well, if I give you my, if I share it, I will be hungry, you will be hungry. Pastors, can I tell you, you should know where you can't help. Does that make sense? For real, to be honest with you. Yeah, those wise men, those wise people, they knew, no. Look, this is not like, we are not Christians, right? It's because we are Christians, I can't let you add. They beg them. They said, can you give us some of your oil? But you see, we won't be jeopardized. But that won't happen to you and I in Jesus' name. So you must be all at it to know that it's not the will of God for me to help you. Let's give God a hand clap. And God told me, with all decency and respect, we did what we could. But this demand was unending. And it's not because we want to stop it, but God now said, I should ask him a question. And ask him a question. Was it bad leakage? Now, his own oil already leaked, finished. Then he's funneling my own oil to You draining my oil? I mean, it's not oil like anointing now, okay? But the help we're giving. He said, you are putting it in a hole. You are there already. I'm not coming there. God said, I should not help you again. Give God the hand clap. Light out.
50 by your spirit.
You should know. Yeah, because the wise men, the wise virgin said, go to them. That's the best advice to give. But you see, those guys, they wanted to redeem the situation, but there was no time. Now that's the crisis they had. Because they went, really, remember? But before they came back, the bridegroom had come in and had locked the door. So you can't linger at the coming of the Lord. You can't do what?
If the Lord says he's coming, light up. I shout with you jokingly, I shout with the workers. He said, oh, if the Lord says he's coming, and I say, oh, my son, Wamsu, Wamsu is now HOD. He said, when did that start?
It started when the Lord came. Give God the answer.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. You know what I mean? I just took that as an example. My son is going to college, so don't be afraid. I won't let one room with me here. Relax. One is going to college, amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. All I can tell you, see, my dear people,
if God says I'm coming, he comes.
Let's see what the Bible says in verse 19. Verse 18. Hallelujah. I said, I'm Mount Zion.
Can I tell you a bloody secret? You know, secret has value. Okay. And lighthouse smoked.
Hallelujah.
Shaka. I know the pilot. You know, our sister shared something here about I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth. You remember, Egypt? Let's see what God was doing there. There's something, when I saw it, I said, what? Oh, Egypt just heard the first part. I hope she listens to this. She didn't hear what God said, I will shake. The issue was not about her husband. Let's go to Haggai chapter 2. Then I must look at verse 7. Haggai chapter 2, verse 7. Shada, did you see that? You know why God was telling her, I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth? It's because of the coming glory. Give God the answer. God can, that accident thing. That's not it. When I see her, please tell her too. When I see her, I say, I know what God is telling you. I mean, God cannot shake you to destroy your car. He's not a destroyer. Shaga, no, God is not a destroyer. As a matter of fact, it could be even a reaction from the enemy, knowing that glory cometh. Because anytime God wants to do something, you will be fooling. The Bible says, the wicked shall see what God is doing and they will gnash their teeth. Give God the answer. Hallelujah. Roll up to verse 6 here. See what the Bible says here, verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts. The same thing God told her. He said, let us. You know, I'm not there. I that's my chorus now. Anything that happened, you know, I don't know anything about it. Don't say pastors did it. I know not like you. That's what I am. This is God's house. If he says that he will shake it, I mean, I might shake. Me too. I will be inside the shake. I know nothing about nothing except that which is served on me. I only know what is in my plate. I know nothing. If we don't see anybody outside here. I don't have meeting with anybody outside anywhere. I don't. Anyway, when it comes, all of us we see. What can I tell you? All I can do is to tell you. You know what I'm saying? And you see, because I tell you does not put me in any better position. Maybe myself may be thrown out. You know, people might be shaking. What cannot be shaking is what we stand. So, because the prophet gave a prophecy does not mean, because you say, oh, I will judge the heaven. And because you gave the prophecy, you think God will judge you? No, nobody's exempted. Let's give God hallelujah. When I saw it, he said, wow, this is what it is all.
I mean, we remember her story. Yeah. She said, oh, God said to her, she was in a place of meditation. And you see, you can't be in the presence of God and suffer hurt. She said, I mean, why should I lose my BM because I'm in the presence of God? I said, God, okay, I don't want that to happen again. I'm not in your presence again. So all my car will be saved. I mean, won't you do that? That car is a reaction by the enemy. Because nothing, just say something exploded and the car was smoking. Yeah. Because you see, once something is disclosed, Satan hears it. That's why some issue you don't say it, even though you know it. You don't say, yes. Praise the Lord. Why is the Lord coming? For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, I will shake the heavens, and I will shake the house, and the sea, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. Go on to the next verse. Go on to the next verse. And I will shake everybody. You see that nation there? It's not America. It's not Iraq. We are. You say you are a chosen generation. A peculiar people. A holy nation. No. That's what we are. We are nations. He told who is the mother of Rachel, right? He said there are two nations in your womb. Two nations. He didn't say two people. Okay. So he said, I will shake all nations, and the desires of all nations shall come. And this is what I'm coming to do. Thank you, my sister. Which house? Let somebody praise the Lord. I share with you the seven layers of interaction with the Word of God. One of the profound dimension of interacting with the Word of God is when you see yourself in it. You see, reading about Israel doesn't benefit anybody.
I just know Israel, God brought him out of Egypt, right?
Yeah. If I'm in Egypt, that didn't take me out. But the day I gained the truth about God talking to me about that screen, you know that Jesus? The Bible says he was in the temple one day, and they gave him the temple. They gave him the book. You know, they don't flip-flop like we do, like we read Isaiah today in church, and then next week we read Malachi. No. In the temple, is Syria. If that Genesis 1, if you don't, where they enter you today, is where they will start the next time they come to the temple. Lighthouse. The day Jesus was to, they asked Jesus to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me was what was to be read. Yeah. And he said, today, hallelujah! Yeah. He said, not only are we reading this word today, this word today is well fulfilled. We read what is about him. My prayer is that you and I will read what is about us. He said, and I will shake all the nations, and the desires of all nations shall come when they see my glory in the house. Let's go to verse 9. Our time is up. Shaga. Glory be to God. And he said, what I will do with this present house, that's the word latter there, shall be greater than of the former. Say it to the Lord of hosts. Not only will you bring glory to your established people. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been praying about peace lately. I mean, remember. Yeah. The time coming when there will be a perpetual peace upon our spirits. Nothing shaking, nothing missing. There is a peace that can be felt. When people come around you, you will infect them with peace. There's so much peace around you. Now, you are coming back to somebody going to tell you about that in your church. Because at your work, you said, in this place, Shaga. Now, that's you and I been talking about. He didn't say in that place. He said, in this place, will I give peace? Said the Lord. So quickly, What must we do then, so that we don't fall short, or it doesn't catch us on our wheels? Second Peter chapter 3. Let's look at from verse 12. Second Peter chapter 3, from verse 12. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You see, for those who are truly waiting for the coming of the Lord, they wish it comes quick. Amen? They wish it comes quick. They don't want it to linger. See what it says here? It says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall shake. He said, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved with the element, and the element shall melt with fire heat. It's all around. It's not our call. It's the call of the other side. Say the call of the other side. Hallelujah. Because when it comes, there will be one side for him. There will be one side not for him. Now, but thank God we are on this side. Amen. Now, let's go into verse 13. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, doesn't matter what's happening to the element. We, according to his promise, we look for new light times. Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Oh. I'm dancing your dance for you. Look for a new heavens and a new heart. Where are they? Do you know the product of righteousness is peace? Yeah. He said, righteousness, peace, and joy. You see that Syria there is the product of each one. You see, anybody joyful, not having peace is a fake. True joy comes out of peace that is perpetual. Because anyway, our time is up. Go to the next verse. Let's start up on that seat. He says, therefore, beloved, seeing that you are looking for such things, hallelujah, you know, you are looking for the coming of the Lord. There is an anticipation. There's a hope. Noah, everybody was still doing what they were doing, right? But Bible says Noah, knowing, looking for such things. For 180 years, sir, this man was building a kingdom not ever built before. Why? He was looking forward to such things. On Friday, at Walker's video, I told Walker, I said, be praying for yourself against the third day. Are you remember that? I hope you are doing. Please do. It's not a joke. You see, to be repeating notice, well, you know, it's not healthy for us. You know what I'm saying? You should catch the notice straight away. I mean, yeah. We don't need to repeat notices if it's important. They say strap your belt. You brace up for impact. You want the pilot to be repeating that? He himself. No, it's not over. At one time, hostess have to go and sit down. They're not going to be. Yeah. She's at risk too. Can we see this in NIV? And we have to close. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All we could do is to encourage each other as friends. You know, I was thinking about this. I think Bobby is probably on the line. I can't tell. I don't know which year was it, but she came here one night. She was the one leading Wednesday service. And she said, the Lord said I will visit Lighthouse. Does anybody remember? Do you remember? Yeah, she came here and she said, the Lord said I will visit Lighthouse. No, that's clear. That's good. You know, now, that was it. That was a notice posted, right? Yeah. Now, he said, I'm coming. Now, anyway, God is here. Hallelujah. He says, so don't let that, like, make you feel, I hope I really. It's not finished. No, it's coming with grace. You know, that's why we are preparing ourselves. You know, just correct. You know, quickly put your shirt in order. You know, because if the president is coming in, you have to button up, right? you have to put on your bed. When he comes, he won't know how you were before, right? You know, he won't know how whether you were not sitting right, but you're sit up. You know, everybody sit up. You know, but thank God, God knows how we're sitting before he comes, but he will just ignore it because now we are sitting right. He says, so then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, say, make every effort. Yeah. Light out. You can't put excuse forward. You can't say, the wife finished. So I quickly say I should go and buy it. But before I came in, you know, it's you that locked the door. He won't hear. Say, make every effort.
Make every effort.
To be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Let's lift our hands to God and commit ourselves to God. So let's just thank him, this blessing. If he says, I'm coming, Lighthouse is coming for our great good. He says, I will put glory in this house. I will put glory in this house. Lighthouse, that's funny. You know, anything can happen prior to God's coming, but at the standing up of the Lord, everybody has to square up, man. Everybody, so that's what we are doing. Let's receive blessing. Oh, please prepare me. May I be found of you in peace. You know, if you want to correct anything, tell him. I say, Lord, please, you know, this one, don't take it against me. We can do that before he comes. He said, make every effort to be found. You know, so if you have stain on your dress, you better go and just clean it up. Wash it. He sees your effort. I say, Father, please help me. Have mercy on me. Moses told him, he said, look, prepare yourself against the third day, he is coming. You know, don't just be clean. Be clean. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you. Lord, prepare us, Daddy. I want us to pray, Lord, please don't let what you bring for me fail to find me. I can tell you, Lighthouse is coming with glory. He's coming to rest. You know, we've been through a lot, right? We've been through a lot, no doubt. You know, the COVID, blah, 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 blah. You know, when he came to Egypt, he came to bring his people out. You know, but he told them, put the blood, you know, he must do something so that he can identify us. You know, Father, Lord, we thank you. I said, so let's just come in. I said, Lord, please help me. Forgive me. You know, if you don't have anything to tell God to forgive, just say, Lord, keep me standing. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. If you don't know what to say, just pray in the Holy Spirit. It will help you pray the right spirit, the right prayer. Look at what Mommy translation said. She was comparing what was going on in her life to the third day. Don't ignore the word. Don't let the word of God just float and you are not found in it. Eh? You can't do that. That's what happened to the children of those old ones. Noah was telling, was building, something is coming. But they were jesting, they were making unto that. But thank God, we are ready. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Pasha. Thank you, Papa. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. All you do is to have us saved. You didn't give it. No. When you tell the enemy, I'm coming to destroy you, you want them to say, please, I don't want to destroy you. Just, you know, take your time and behave yourself. You told Abraham, just be perfect. You know, walk before me and be right. Daddy, you didn't send us this one so that Ed may roll. No, that's not your word. The Bible says, it is things that pertain to salvation that is our own. We are not called to wrath. Daddy, please, in the name of Jesus, when that glory comes, like we count ourselves and nobody was missing with COVID, where your glory comes, let none of us be missing.
Amen.
Save us to serve you, Father. Any area where we must take action, Father, please, grant us courage to do so.
Amen.
And save us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And with joy, we will say, come quickly, Lord. Come quickly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. I will not go look for oil while it comes. I will have my oil refreshed, trimmed. It's not when it's at the door. I'll be looking around. Can you imagine? What am I going to do now?
If nothing, pray the Holy Spirit for me. Because somebody delivered the word of God does not exempt him from compliance. Have mercy on me, Papa. Have mercy on me. Thank you for your children. Thank you for Lighthouse. Thank you for the coming glory. Thank you. We return all the glory to you, Daddy. Thank you for our children, these young ones. Thank you for adding up that completed yesterday and the ones who threw in them. Thank you. We just bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for next month. Thank you for the month and below. Show, Papa. In Jesus' name, we give you glory.
Amen.
Anybody got it? All right. To God be all the glory. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us today and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. Now.